The following program is a presentation of the FlyPod New Media Network, www.theflypod.com.
Hello, and welcome to the Did You Know Show. I am your host, Alex Parnuk, and together we'll attempt to resolve some of the most complex problems on the planet, but in a very common sense sort of way, something that seems to be sorely missing in this age of media information overload. In doing this show, one would ask, why have I committed myself to this task? The plain and simple answer is, I want to get information to you that seems to be missing and not provided in the old media. So join me in the show through your interaction by providing comments, suggestions, and if necessary, criticism when you don't agree. You can contact me at shout@theflypod.com. This segment of the Did You Know Show talks about those behind-the-scenes individuals that make America great and about a problem that has been growing in the last several years. Those individuals and activity I call volunteerism. And that volunteerism has been on the decline. From the Bureau of Labor Statistics, we see data that from the year 2003 and on into 2015, volunteerism has been in a steady decline from a high of almost 30% to under 25%. You say, that's only a 5% decline. But when dealing with a population of over 300 million, that's over 15 million less persons helping out where help is truly needed. Today's show will look into that activity called volunteerism, hopefully trying to answer the question of why volunteerism is in decline. But first, we need to take a bit of a jog in order to get a better picture of how this is all going to come together. I believe there are two major aspects that affect volunteerism in America. They are religion and economic opportunity, which were major driving forces in America's foundation. America was founded by persons fleeing religious intolerance. Thus, we see in the First Amendment, which states, in part, Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. And that constitutional protection has been the driving force or attraction of America that encouraged many to arrive on these shores hoping for freedom from religious intolerance. The second driving force or pulling force was that of opportunity. Especially the opportunity to better oneself and take part in the American dream. Our Constitution is full of verbiage addressing the rights of the individual and provides protections for those willing to step out and do the unimaginable. When an individual has an increase in resources for oneself and family, then it usually follows that that person or group of persons find themselves more willing to give of their resources and time to volunteer, thereby helping those less fortunate. Both these driving forces, religion and economic opportunity, can be easily summed up as freedom. This great country of ours provides the avenue and opportunity for individuals and groups to not only practice their faith, but to also express their largesse of time. The resulting factor is that when you are free, you have a greater tendency to express yourself by volunteering to those causes and needs which are outside your normal sphere of activity. So you ask, what the heck does all that have to do with volunteerism and the decline of volunteerism in America? Since I focused in on two major aspects of the American psyche, opportunity and religion, then it stands to reason that if these two aspects are affected in any way, then the result is a change in how our society responds. Since we are talking volunteerism, then the level of volunteering would naturally go down as the level of religious participation or economic wealth or opportunity declines. When doing my research as to religion and the various groupings, I found that all had some form of acknowledgement as to giving back. In the Judeo-Christian model, it was charity. In the Hindu community, it was seva, loosely translated selfless service. And in Islam, charity and the care for one's brother is a central aspect of that faith. According to a Pew Research Center article published in 2015 entitled U.S. Becoming Less Religious showed a significant decline of over 10% in persons absolutely certain that God exists. Additionally, in that study, it was found, and I quote, "The recent decreases in religious beliefs and behaviors is largely attributable to the knowns, the growing minority of Americans, particularly in the millennial generations, who say they do not belong to any organized faith." In Wikipedia, we find that from 1962 to 2012, those responding as non-religious / non-response, that percentage has increased from 2% to 18.2% in that data period. And finally, from Gallup, when answering to the question, "Do you believe in God?" those responding no went from 1% in March of 1953 to 12% in May of 2017, an over 10% increase, placing a significant grouping in that category which denies a belief in God. Now, I know you are asking, where are we going? But be patient. I'll explain. One of the primary tenets of faith and religious organization is that of giving, and that giving is one of both time and resources. If, as the data I've shown previously has indicated, that both a decrease in a belief in God and religious affiliation, then naturally it stands to reason that volunteerism would also go down. As to economic opportunity, the data shows a significant change in our society. If one looks at income levels and giving, one finds that the distribution of giving really does not correlate with wealth. And by that I mean, the more you have, the more you give. Is not the case. Yes, the rich do give a lot, but as a percentage of income, those working their way up and those in the middle give a higher percentage of their income. Lately, the trends have been downward. As the disparity of income and amount available has changed, your piece of the pie decreased. You are having to work more. Significantly, the growth of the two-income family has decreased the amount of time available to other endeavors, time that would be available to volunteerism. And the trend has been downward from 2006 to 2012 using data from the IRS. Volunteerism and the giving go hand in hand. And as giving has decreased, so has volunteerism. If you're hungry, don't work, have no place to live, and are working two or more jobs to make ends meet, then you certainly are not in a position to be giving or volunteering because you are the one who needs a volunteer. Here are some basic facts from the United States Department of Commerce. 67.8 million Americans receive welfare. 41.1 receive SNAP, Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program. That's what we used to call food stamps. And 10.1 million receive unemployment payments. This is not the demographic that either has the time to volunteer when they are too busy trying to keep their heads above water. Also this, from an article in Philanthropy Roundtable. I quote, "It is easy to think of philanthropy as something done by the very wealthy or big corporations or prosperous companies. Actually, of the $358 million that Americans gave to charity in 2014, only 14% came from foundation grants and just 5% from corporations. The rest, 81%, came from individuals. And further, the most generous Americans are not generally those in high-income, urban, liberal states like California or Massachusetts. Rather, people living in states that are more rural, conservative, religious, and moderate in income are the most generous givers." So America, if you wonder why volunteerism has declined in America, I believe that a decline in a religious affiliation and an ever-increasing income disparity have caused the volunteer of yesterday to diminish and lessen his amount of time in that very important activity called volunteering. Well, listeners, that's it for our show on the declining level of volunteerism in America. But before closing, I would challenge all of my listeners to reconsider their personal time allocations and consider giving of your time. Whether it be packing emergency food and health items to victims of natural or unnatural disasters, helping an elderly person have a better day just because someone stopped by to help and visit, or going to your local school and helping a youngster improve their reading skills. Just do it. As always, if you have questions, queries, or comments, please feel free to contact me at shout@theflypod.com. Well, until next time in our next Did You Know show, keep your powder dry and your silver coins in your pocket.